What does NAIDOC week mean to you, and how do you usually celebrate it?
What does it mean to me? Friends, family, culture.
I just usually spend time with my family, like in Mildura. We used to go down to the Murray on NAIDOC week and that.
I go and spend time down at the gathering place in Morwell with everyone. And we, you know, like Sally and everyone out there, all the hoods out there, have a drink together and we spend time with our families. And it's always good for all of us to get together, even if we've had our ups and downs, in Morwell especially, because, you know, that's the most hardest place is Latrobe Valley.
Yeah, my kids, they take their culture and they take all that very seriously. They love it. I had a little discussion with my son, who's 14. He loves Bunjil. We went to church and I said, but our God is Jesus as well, you know, and God. And he had a hard time with that. So it's Bunjil all round for us. And I've had to compromise with my kids.
I think we should introduce it more in our school system. My son's favourite word is budgie bim, which used to be Mount Eccles, but they renamed it to budgie bim, which is such a good thing and a great start for us.
My children's school events where they do the dancing and paint their faces like we have with ochre today. It's all about culture.
Well, I cry a lot because we've come a long way, you know, and like happy tears usually. And like I write in my, I do manifestation boards and stuff. And like on the reconciliation, they're talking about the Fremantle prison. And like just 6 years ago, I went out to Rottnest where they got locked in, all the Aboriginals in that little room. And I went out to Fremantle like 6 years ago with my ex and I could feel their spirits and I would pray to my ancestors with me about it and to the ancestors on the land where we are because I can like connect with them a lot. So, and then 6 years later, all my manifestations are coming true and I'm like, wow,